Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth Perek in the Rambam's Hilchas Machal Sasuris, in regards to the forbidden foods in the Rambam Sefer Kedusha, which we had spoken about what's the kosher species, non-kosher species, the derivatives, the eggs and milk from them. And in this Perek we discuss regarding the kosher species, but still that is going to be forbidden because of what's known as nevela, if it wasn't properly slaughtered, terefa, if it has a mortal defect, regarding combining different prohibitions together, and also regarding inedible parts of the animals. So Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding this Isser of Nevela. Says Rambam, Ha'ichl Kazayis, if someone eats an olive size, Mipsar Behemah Shemesa, from the meat of an animal that died, or Ichayah Shemesa, or a wild animal that died, or Eiv Shemesa, or a bird, and these are all kosher species, but if they died, they weren't slaughtered, Lekem, the person who eats is going to get lashed, Hashem, like it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Le'isichl, called Nevela, you're not allowed to eat this of a Nevela. And never was not slaughtered properly. Hariza Mesa is considered that it died. In other words, this halacha of not being slaughtered, but rather dead, which is in the veil. And the laws of shechita, we're going to explain what is considered appropriate shechita and what's considered inappropriate shechita, which would thus make that animal into a nevela. Halacha base. Says the Ram, "Ein osim mishum nevela elaminim tarim levad." This iser of this prohibition of nevela of being just dying and eating a piece of dead meat is only from a kosher species, nishim ruim l'shchita, because it's fit to be slaughtered. The im nishchatu shchita kashera, and if it would be properly slaughtered, yimutar machil would be permitted to be eaten. Now that it's not slaughtered, now it has the halacha nevela. Aminim tamein, but regarding non-kosher species, she'in shchita me'elspin, it doesn't help to take a swine and to slaughter it. So ben shechad nishchad kara, whether it's appropriate slaughtered, ben shemezik dark, whether it died in this normal way, ben shechatach basim nachayim imen debachala, whether you just cut off a piece from the living animal and you ate it, ain't a leikim b'shem nevela n'treifa. You wouldn't get the lashes if it died or if it had a moral defect. You wouldn't get nevela n'treifa. And b'shem leichem b'sat maybe you would just get the iser of eating non-kosher meat. Halacha gimel, ha'eichel oif tarach ay kosher. If someone eats a kosher bird in its entirety, like Mishum Eichel Nevela, he gets lashes for eating that of a Nevela. Now, it would seem actually this halacha, and that's why it seems problematic, the source of this halacha from the Gemara in Chulin sounds like the Isser is because of Eivir Menachai. And therefore all the Mefarshim struggle to explain what the words of the Rambam mean over here. The Meiri says that, yeah, you can't have Eivir Menachai when you eat a whole creature. Eivir Menachai is a limb from a living creature. But actually, in the Hagoyes Chazanish, it's brought down that it's actually an error, and it's actually supposed to say that you get slashed not for eating the vela, but rather for that of Eivir Menachai. Be that as it may, if you eat an entirety of a live kosher bird, again, we're talking about where it's not slaughtered, he's going to get lashes, Vavad Bishayin Bekizayis, and even though it's not even the Shei Bekizayis, because Hoya Bachala Kula, whenever you eat an entirety of a creature, so you get that Isra as a beria, and since he ate up the whole thing. Now, the mechala achashemes. Now, that's if he eats the whole live bird. If he eats it after it died, again, achshiba kezayis, then the iser of nevela would only be if he eats that of a kezayis. Now, vavapisha imbukuli basa, because it doesn't have the halacha barrier when it's dead. Now, vavapisha imbukuli basa kezayis. Now, even if it doesn't have in the whole thing flesh that's a kezayis, but since in the entirety, together with the tendons and the bones, they supplement for kezayis, so chayel l'mishum nevela is going to be liable for the halacha of eating a kezayis of a nevela. Halacha dalt. Ha'ichl kezayis, if something is an olive size, mebisar nefil behematayra, from the meat of a stillborn of a kosher animal. So even if it's alive, but it's a nefil, it's not going to last. Like mishum ha'ichl nevela, it gets lashes for eating a nevela, because the nefil is considered like a mess, even though it didn't actually die yet, because it's going to die. Similar to as the halacha we learn about treifa. The asa lechem in the behema shenolda ad lashmin, it's forbidden to eat from the meat of an animal, even the kosher animal, until the night of its eighth day, since it's been born. Shekosh le'shosh, because any animal that has not yet waited 8 days from its birth, hariza kenefel, it's like an animal because it's a suffer. We don't know if it's going to be that of a viable animal or not. But vein lekin love, we don't get lashes because ultimately it's still just a suffix. Now vimnoid leishakal lechadasha bebetin. But let's say you know that it's full term; it reached its full gestation in the stomach, and then it was born. Shem tishachadasha lebemegas, which is 9 months for large animals, v'chamisha daka, and 5 months for small livestock. There's a multiple that's permitted the day that's born, because then we consider that as a viable animal. And the purpose of the 8 days only when you don't know that to know that it's viable because it lasted that long. Halacha hey, Hashilya, the placenta, sheyatzisim avolad, which that's the bag, so to speak, that the embryo is inside of, that sheyatzisim avolad that came out with the baby animal, asra bachila, that placenta is forbidden to be eaten. But va'ichla potter, but whoever eats it is going to be exempt because it's not considered as the isra of nevela, she'in the basr, because it's not meat. And actually, that's why the Rabbi even says that it should be permitted, but for sure that there's not going to be any liability for eating the placenta. Halacha Vav. Now the Rambam discusses the Issa of Trefa, which is related to that of the Issa of Nevelo. If someone eats an olive size of kosher domestic animal, wild animal, or that of bird, which, and specifically that of Tahirin, because by Temeim there is no Issa Trefa, as we said by Issa Nevela, it's also only by kosher species. But Shenitrefu, and that it was mauled, or as we'll explain, it has a mortal defect, it's a Trefa, then like if he eats a Kazai, so that he gets lashes, like it says a Basik in Shemais. Uvasa Basada, meat in the field, Trefa, that's a Trefa, Lisa Chili, should not be eaten. Like Kelet Tashlich, and I say, you throw it to the dogs. So says the Ram, Trefa Murbate, this it calls it a Trefa. This refers to that it was mauled, that it was clawed by the wild animals of the forest, for example, ari, a lion, venomer, whether that be a tiger or a leopard, or things like that. Same thing regarding birds. If a bird of prey pounces on a bird, could go in nets like a hawk or birds like that, which prey and they maul at it, that makes that animal that was attacked, that victim, into a trefa. Now, says the Rambam, you can't say that what the trefa is, that is often happens in the animal kingdom, that the animal of prey preyed on it and killed it, because if the animal, the victim, died, so that's a nevela, because it wasn't slaughtered, it just died. And what would make a difference if it died by itself? Or he hit it with a sword and it died? Or if a lion broke it and it died? Rather, it must be that the trefa is talking about rather, it developed a mortal defect because of that attack, but it didn't die. And that's the issur of eating the trefa. Now, halacha zayin. In matrefa shalei mesa asura, so says the Rambam, if the trefa that didn't die is forbidden, like we said in the previous halacha, so yachal, you would think, in boz ze'ev, if let's say a wolf comes along, begarar hagadi, and drags the kid goat, beragle with its foot, or if it's navei with its tail, or beozna with its ear, and the person went and chased away the animal of prey and saved the kid goat from its mouth, you would think, yeah, aser, it should be aser shari nitrif because it was pounced on. Tamalemas, the pasuk teaches, uvasa basad the trefa v'gaimer, that the meat in the field, the trefa, etc., like kelev tashlichen, I see, you should throw it to the dogs. Ah, what does that mean, you should throw it to the dogs? Achayasa isa basa rule kelev, only if it's the type of meat that's now fit to throw to the dogs, because it was pounced on and destroyed. Almadas comes to teach you shatrefa murbatarihi. What's the middle stage of trefa? Shatarfa isa chayasayar, that the wild animals of the forest pounced on it. The shavra isa broke it. The nutzolamas, and it's leaning towards dying. But vadain lemis, it just didn't die yet, because again, then it would already be in the vela. But it has to be that it was victimized to the fact, to the extent that it's leaning to die, which is ready to be thrown to the dogs. Then you throw it to the dogs. But Ava Pishakod Meshchad to come to Shtama. So even if a person went quickly and slaughtered before it died, that's already forbidden as a trefa, since it cannot survive from this wound that came upon it. So again, it's not that it died because then it would be in the veil, but neither is it that it was just touched by this animal of prey, because that's not like Kelep Tashlichen. It has to be that it was attacked to the extent that it will die from this wound. Halachachas. So Nimtzis Lamed, so you learn like this. Shatayra Asr HaMesa. Torah says a dead animal is forbidden via nevela. That's what's called a nevela. V'asah ha'noitelamas machmas machkaset. Also, it's made forbidden the animal that's leaning towards death because of its wounds. Ba'pishadayin lemesi, even though it didn't die, it via trefa. That's what's known as a trefa. Now, okashem shleit tachli b'misa. Now, just like we're not going to differentiate between a dead animal, bein misa machmas asma, whether it died by itself, bein shenafel b'misa, or if it fell and it died, bein shachankat shemesa, whether it died from strangulation, bein shedirasata chay baragato, whether an animal preyed on it and killed it. So you're not going to differentiate between this trefa, which is leaning towards death, which has this terminal illness, whether an animal preyed on it and broke it, or whether it fell from the roof, and most of its ribs have been broken, whether it fell and its limbs have become dislodged, and crushed. Ben Shazark Bachetz, whether someone threw an arrow in it, and Benakav Libai Reyasa, and it pierced its heart or its lungs. Ben Shabod Lachayla Machmas Asma, whether it developed an illness by itself, Benikav Libai Reyasa, and therefore its heart or its lungs were pierced. Ishibarev Talasel, or most of its ribs were broken, and things like that. It doesn't make a difference. Hailvi Naita Lamas Makamakam, anyway, if it's in the situation where it's leaning towards death, Hairaz Utreva, that means to say as a mortal defect. Whether the cause was by human intervention, whether it's through natural means, Simke Laman and Matari Trevit. And why does the Torah say Trevit, which literally means to say that mauled and attacked by another animal? Says the Rambam, because the Pasuk talks in natural forms. That's what usually happens in the animal kingdom. That's how it develops a moral defect. But it means all the cases that we spoke about. Because if you don't say like we're explaining, then if you say literally only what the Pasuk says, there should only be an animal that was mauled in the fields. Let's say it was in your yard. It shouldn't be forbidden because it says basa basada. Alamat really comes to teach Shayna Kazim Dabba Bahib. No, the puzzle is telling you an example of a common example, but it includes whatever it is in the categorical definition of a trefa. Halacha test. Now the inya kasiv and the idea of the pasik of basa basada with trefa lisachelu is shanaita lamas machmas makasah. That if it's leaning towards death because of its wounds, the EF shalichias machmas makasah, and it cannot survive because of these wounds, that's a surah that's forbidden. Which Amacham the sage said, Zaklal, this is the rule. Call Shein Kamayachaya, that anyone in such a situation that doesn't usually survive is a trefa. Obehechah Shchit Yisbar, and the laws of Shchit is going to be explained, Ezechayli Eisais a trefa, which illness makes it into a trefa, Ezechayli Eisais a trefa, which illness does not make it into a trefa. Halachiyud. Vechein, and also Achaytach Basa Menachai Menatayim. Someone cuts a piece of flesh from a living kosher animal. Harei Eisa Habasa trefa, that piece of meat is considered trefa meat. Voichem and the kazayim eat an olive-sized piece of that meat. Like a mishamachal trefa, get lashed because of eating trefa. Shari basa zeh mebehemish leinishchet abalemes, because this meat is from an animal that wasn't slaughtered and didn't die, which is exactly what that middle category of trefa is. Because mali tarfa isachaya, what's the difference if it was pounced on by an animal? Mali chavtacha besak, what's the difference if you cut it with a meat? Mali bekul, because what's the difference if it's the whole animal? Mali mitzas, what's the difference if it's a part of the animal? Harayim and the pasuk says the basa basada trefa leisachelu, meat in the field that's trefa you shouldn't eat. So, kiven shenas is a behemah basa basada. Once the animal becomes meat in the field, meaning it was separated from its life blood, which is what happens when you cut up a piece of the meat of a living animal, harei trefa, that makes it into a trefa. Now, halachiyud alef, the Rambam moves on to a related discussion regarding an animal that's what's called like a geisus, which is it's teetering on death. Behemah shechayla. Now, if an animal is sick, machmas shetoshes kaicha, because it's just weak, it's old. And it looks like it's going to expire any moment. But since there was no wound, there was nothing external here that created a flaw in one of the animal's limbs that would kill it, which the Rambam is coming to explain what's the difference between the trefa and the musukenes, which by trefa happens through a wound. Musukenes is not any wound, it's just that the animal's going to die. Everything ultimately dies. So such an animal, even though you know it's about to die, it's permitted. Because the Torah didn't make it forbidden. That's something that's similar to when an animal from the forest pounces on the goat. Because something won't happen that's going to kill it. But if it's just getting old and going to expire, that doesn't make the animal into a treif. Now, halachid base. Although it's permitted, like we said in the previous halacha, but the great ones of the sages, they wouldn't eat from an animal that people are quickly slaughtered, that because it's about to die and that it shouldn't die. Now, and this, even though it convulses at the end of the slaughtering, because if it wouldn't convulse at the end, it's actually forbidden to be eaten, as Ram is going to say shortly. Now, but since there's no prohibition regarding this, because it's not a trefa. But whoever wants to be stranded on him in this area, he's considered praiseworthy. Now, Halacha Yud Gimel, Rambam continues regarding an animal that's misukenes, in danger of its life, and regarding this halacha of pirkus that he just mentioned regarding the convulsing, the shaking of its limbs. As Rambam says, Halacha Yud Gimel, Hashechet Bei Mechai Ba'if. Let's say someone slaughters animal, wild animal, birds, kosher animals, and no blood comes up. It's still permitted. We don't say that maybe they're dead because where's the blood? No, it's still permitted. So let's say slaughter is a very healthy, robust animal and doesn't convulse when they slaughter it. It doesn't show that it must have been dead because why is it not shaking? A regular animal does. No, it's going to be permitted. Now, Avala Musiken, this is where it relates back to the previous halachas, but the dangerously ill animal, Behi, and that is what's a dangerously ill animal. Kolshim Amid and Isa, Veinai Medes, if you would try to have it stand up, it wouldn't be able to stand. So Afa Pishaychel is Mechel Breeze, even though it eats the healthy foods of a healthy animal, but since it's dangerously ill, Imshchata Vole Prikas Aklal, if you slaughter it and it doesn't convulse at all, it's a nevela, so that's considered halacha like a nevela, because since it didn't shake, obviously you didn't really slaughter anything, it just finished off the death, because it was already like a dead animal. And malikim la, if you eat it, you get lashes. But then pirkas, but if it shook, then it's permitted. But now the shaking has to be at the end of the slaughtering, but if it shakes in the beginning, it's nothing, because at the end of the shechita, when you finish it, it was already dead, and therefore it wouldn't be qualified as a basa shchut. So how is this pirkas? What's this shaking? What's this convulsing? So b'behema daka, by small animals, u'b'chaya gasa b'daka, or by wild animals that are large or small. So it's bein shepashto yad b'chzir, whether it stretches out its foreleg and brings it back, or shepashto raglu, or if it stretches out its hind leg, af b'shleich zira, even though it doesn't bring it back, we're talking about where it's exerting itself, which obviously there's some lifeblood over here to show that it was alive and not dead, or shekfafer raglu b'vad, or if it just bent its hind leg, which obviously requires more effort. How is a pirkas? That's considered convulsing, umuta, and that shows that it was alive and it can be permitted. Now, avalim pashta yadu b'lechzirata, but if let's say it just stretched out its foreleg and didn't bring it back, how is asura? That's forbidden. That's like when animals expire, it just stretched out its leg, but if it didn't bring it back, then that therefore didn't have a sign that it was considered alive. Now, this was all again by behemah daka or by chaya gasa b'daka. Now, over behemah gasa, but by large domestic animals like a cow, echariyad vecharagel, whether the foreleg or whether the hind leg, bin shepashto blekfafa, whether it extended but it didn't bend it, bin kfafa lepashto, or whether it bent it and it didn't stretch it out. How is the pirkus of matez, since it's so big and slow, so those are already sufficient to be considered pirkus and it's going to be permitted. Now, but vim lepashto lo yod vleiragel, but if it didn't extend not its foreleg, not its hind leg, blekfafa klan, didn't even bend it, it's an nevela, so if it didn't do anything and it was a dangerously ill animal, then we say that it was dead already, and this is considered a nevela. Now, regarding birds, shechting oifis, even if it didn't just flutter with its eye, or if it didn't only just wag its tail, how is it pirkus? Again, if it just did those small little acts, that would be considered already pirkus, and that would permit even a dangerously ill bird, chicken, that was being slaughtered. Halachat ezbav. Let someone slaughter a dangerously ill animal at nighttime. It doesn't know if it convulses or not. How does this fake nevela? Again, that's a doubt if it's nevela, and therefore the subject deraisa is going to be usher and be forbidden. Now, look at the Zayin. Ram continues regarding putting all these ideas together about what's called combining forbidden items. So all prohibitions in the Torah, imit starf mizem mizem, they don't combine one with the other. That's one issue, that's another issue. You have to have a kazayis of each one to be liable. Chutz misarin nazir, except for the prohibitions of a nazir. Like when they explain over there in the Parakeh from Hilchas Naziris, that the different isurim of the nazir combine, but generally it's not. So lefikach, therefore, halakech matchel, if someone takes a little bit of the forbidden fats of an animal, matam, and some of the blood, which is a different isur, umat besar behemet meh, and some of the non-kosher meat, umat besar nevela, some of the kosher meat but wasn't properly slaughtered, umat besar dug tam, some non-kosher fish, umat besar oif tam, some non-kosher chicken. Okay, it's a be'elim, and similar from all these other types of isurin of machalas asuits, which is the topic of this halachas we're discussing. V'tsev minakol kizayis machali. Now, from the combination of that whole portion he's eating, it's an olive size, and he eats it, ain't a lick, he's not getting lashes. V'din kedin oichel chatzis shir, he's going to have the same halacha. Someone who eats what's called chatzis shir, should have a measurement, it doesn't necessarily mean half, but partial of the measurement, which is an iser, but it doesn't get lashes because it has to be a kizayis, it has to be of each iser to get that lashes. Now, halach yedzayin, however, kol anavelas, but all dead animals, mitzarv mizu mizu, they combine one with the other. Moreover, unavela mitzarv is in trefa. And the vela combines with a trefa because, really, trefa is the beginning of nevela. It's starting to die, has a moral defect, as Ram is actually going to conclude with this idea. So therefore, nevela would combine with trefa, it's considered the same iser. And v'chein kol behema v'chaya tmei mitzarv mizu mizu, so to all non-kosher, domestic, and wild animals, also combine for the sheva kizayis. Now, but non-kosher meat with kosher unslaughtered meat, they don't combine. They're considered two different isurim. One's nevela, one's non-kosher. Kate said, how so? Let someone takes an ox, which is a kosher animal, but it wasn't properly slaughtered, b'nivlas ha-tzvi, and the nevela of deer, which are also kosher, b'nivlas ha-tarnagol, the nevela of a chicken. He combines his portion to the sum total is kizayis amin needs. It's a leg, he's going to get less. It's the one iser of nevela. So let's say he gathers together a half an olive size of nevela of a kosher animal, and a half an olive of a trefa, which has a mortal defect, also of a kosher animal, or a half an olive of meat of nevela, and a half an olive of meat from a living creature, from a kosher animal, which that's meat from a kosher animal is forbidden, as the Rambam said in Halacha Yud, also as treifa. So, and like we said, nevela combines with treifa, and v'chalei eats it, so like it's going to get lashes. And v'chim b'sahagamal, so too the meat of camel, v'chazir, and the swine, barnevis, and arnevis, shakavetz mekulim kizayis v'chalei. Wait, it gathers from these non-kosher species, which these are the ones I mentioned in the Torah, which it gathers together, kizayis and eats them, like it's going to get lashes, because it's all the same isra of non-kosher species of meat. Now, that's where it combines. Let's say he has unslaughtered kosher cow meat, a half a zayis, and he has a half a zayis of camel meat. Oh, well, they don't combine. There's two different isurim. One's nevela and one's not kosher species. Anything that's like this, the Rambam is saying, you get the idea of you can't combine different isurim. And b'chein behemet tamei, so to non-kosher animal, bo'ev tamei, a non-kosher bird, o'idog tamei, or non-kosher fish, emes ha-shneim etzav, although they're all non-kosher species, their meat doesn't combine, lefei shem shnei shemes, because they're two different titles, meaning, shari kolechem hem b'la b'fnei asem, b'kish b'yarnu. They're actually, as we explained in Perek Beis, they're all different isurim. We learn out the lav of non-kosher fish from a different source of non-kosher birds, and from a different source of non-kosher animal meat. Now, av kolo eifet ha-tamei etzav, but all non-kosher birds, fowl, they all combine, commission starf and kolbehem and b'chayat tamei, just like all non-kosher animal meat, where the behem b'chayat, as they combine. As Zachal says, Rabbi, this is the rule. Kol sheisurim b'lav echad, anything that the prohibition is one, the same negative prohibition, mitstarf and they combine. B'shnei lav and two negative prohibitions, emes ha-tamei, they don't combine. Chutz m'nevela trefa, the one exception is nevela trefa, even though they're two different isurim, ha-yel v'ha-trefa, t'chiz nevela, because since trefa is really beginning becoming nevela, so we consider it as one thing, and therefore they would combine for the liability of a gazayis. Now, Halacha Yitches Ram continues regarding eating different parts of the animal. Somebody eats from the nevela trefa. Or from other isurim that have non-kosher domestic or wild animals. Min ha'or, from the skin. U'minatzames, from the bones. We're not talking about meat over here. U'minagidim, from the tendons. U'minakarnayim, from the horns. U'minatlafim, from the hooves. That's regarding animals. Now, u'minatziparnayim shel oif, or let's say from the fingernails of the from the claws of the birds, mimakaimais, shimivatsvit misham adam, kishihatru, specifically from places where if you cut it, it actually would bleed over there. Uminashilya or from their placenta. If you eat the meat, if you eat not the meat, but all these other parts of the animal, so afbishu also, although it's prohibited to eat from the non-kosher animal or from the veil or whatever it is, Harry's a potter, but he's gonna be exempt from lashes. Because these parts are not fit to eat, meaning the Rambam doesn't mean to say that it's not considered a food item, because these parts actually do have tumas leichlin. Rather, it's not considered baser to have the halacha of baser in the velum. They must start from the baser like gezayis, but they don't combine with the flesh to have the shape of gezayis to be liable for the lashes of the non-kosher or of the nevela. Now, halacha yates kevas ha-nevela. Rambam gets into related discussion regarding the skin of the animals. Kevas ha-nevela, the milk that's inside the stomach of a nevela, which is an animal that wasn't properly slaughtered, or v'kevas ha-tameya, the milk that you find inside the stomach of a non-kosher animal, that's muteris, that's permitted, because that's like all other waste matter in the body. In other words, we're talking about not the milk of a non-kosher animal, meaning that you're milking from, let's say, mother cow, from a mother swine, or whatever it is, because that's not kosher, the derivative of a non-kosher animal, rather talking about that it's milk that it itself drank, which that's not part of the animal itself, and that's just waste matter in the body itself. Oh, says the Rambam, l'fikach, therefore, mutu lahamin agvin, l'mekevash chitz agvin, therefore you're allowed to go ahead and curdle cheese from milk that you got from the stomach of an animal, let's say that was slaughtered by a Gentile, which is an avela, or from the stomach of a non-kosher domestic or wild animal, because that milk is not prohibited milk. Or hakeva, rather it's like waste matter. It's when it's going to come out, it's going to be waste, and it's already considered like waste matter now. But to use the, and the reason why we use the stomach is because it has certain chemical properties that helps develop and curdle the cheese. So the milk would be okay, but the skin of the stomach itself, that would be like all the other intestines of this nevela or this non-kosher animal, and therefore usher, and therefore that would be forbidden. Halacha Chav says the Rambam, the placenta, it's the skin that comes opposite the face of the donkey, because it's born in the placenta. So that is mutabach, it's permitted to be eaten. Nishukamaya perish, because it's like the waste matter or meriglime, like the urine, shemutram, which they are permitted. Now, yesh ayushim kabasa, but there are skins, as we had mentioned before, that are like meat. And actually, moreover, not only are they usr, but if someone eats an olive size of them, they'd actually be more than just regular skin. They'd actually be like eating from the meat. But that's only when they're soft. So since they're so soft, the skin, it's like the meat itself, and therefore it would have the halacha like meat, and one would get lashes for eating the nevela and eating the non-kosher species. As Ram says, halacha chaval, ve'elu shoyisim kibisam, and what are the skins that are considered like their meat? So the arha adam, which we said is forbidden as a positive commandment to eat the meat of a person, the skin of a person is considered like the meat. Varha chazir shal yishub, and the skin of a domestic swine. And the skin of the hump of a camel, that had never carried a load on it, meaning it didn't reach the age of carrying. Shadain hiraka, which is still soft. So that skin is like meat. The skin of the genital area of the quote, the place of embarrassment, that's soft. The skin that's beneath the tail. In the skin of the fetus, the skin of, and these are different creatures, of the hedgehog, and the chameleon, and the lizard, and the snail, all these skins, when they're soft, they're like meat for all halachas, whether for the prohibition of achil, which we're talking about, whether for the halachas of tuma. Now the Rambam concludes halacha beis, a related halacha regarding that of an animal that's prohibited for a different reason. It was said regarding the ox that has to be stoned, which is an animal that gored and it has to be stoned because it killed. It says in the pasuk in Shemayis, its flesh shouldn't be eaten. Now, the question is, how would you think to eat it after it was stoned? Very nevela, that automatically makes it into nevela, and that's why it's awesome. Rather, the pasuk is coming to notify you. No, even if it wasn't stoned yet. Even if it just had the verdict that it should be stoned, so Neser, it already becomes forbidden, even if it wasn't stoned and it was, let's say, slaughtered. Rather, Benasik and Bematameya, that the Gzeres HaKasav, Ter considered like a non-kosher animal. So, Bimkad, Meshchat, Shchidik, Sher, even if you went first and you slaughtered quickly, a kosher slaughtering, Hariz Asmana, it's going to be forbidden to have any pleasure and benefit from it. Bimachal, Bimachal, Kazayas, if someone eats an olive size of the meat, like he's going to get lashes. And Bechain Kishri Yisakal, so too, when it was stoned, so what do you do with the carcass? Lay machi cannot be sold, and the klavim cannot be given to dogs. Lay the goy not to a gentile. The kachdem, and that's why it says lay ochel is besorry not let eat its flesh. Now uperish asher haniskel mutbano, but the waste matter of the ox that was stoned is permitted to have benefit from it because the pasuk says lay ochel is besorry shouldn't eat its flesh. The flesh is forbidden, but the waste matter is permitted. Now let's say noidushu pata meskila achash nigmadin. Let's say you find that that's actually exempt from being stoned after the verdict was already passed down. For example, when would that be? Shuzama Eidim, which the witnesses who had testified that it gored and that it has to be stoned, they were actually were refuted in the court. So Yitzvir Beidah, so the animal could just go out and continue grazing out in its flock, and it goes back to as it normally was. Now, if you find that after it was already stoned, that it really didn't have to be stoned, again, so it was stoned, but Harizim Mutubah, no, then you're allowed to benefit from it, and you're allowed to do whatever you're allowed to do with a Nevela, and because it doesn't have the Isanah, because it was verified that really, it wasn't, didn't have the halachic status of a shahaniskal.